Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care 93.7 as we continue with Jefferson County North, and we now switch sides as we're now joined by boys basketball coach, that is Corey Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, we have an opportunity here to talk how your team's played after the midseason tournaments, and your team seems to be playing some good basketball. Of course, you took a kind of a lump there in the midseason tournament to a very good Perry Lecompton team, but you bounced back with a win over Horton to close out that midseason tournament, and you've kind of kept that momentum rolling with two more wins over Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge most recently. How would you kind of gauge where the team's at right now?
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot. I think our defense has been keeping us in a lot of games, and we've kind of been relying on that. Our last two games, we've held teams to an average of 10 points or less a quarter, which has been nice. But on the flip side of that, we haven't been shooting the ball very well lately. You know, we're not scoring a whole lot, but we can rely on that defense a little bit to keep us in those games, and that's, I think, how we're getting some of those wins.
Yeah, defense has been key, and I know we've talked about, you know, the importance of your defense and how it's been part of the success this season. As we're inching closer to sub-state, I mean, we're just down to the final few weeks. How important is it to get that offense ramped up a little bit? Do you see it as a concern potentially down the stretch?
A little bit. We've seen flashes throughout the year. We've had games, you know, go back to our midseason tournament against Jeff West and even our most recent Horton game. We shot the ball well. It's just the last two nights have been kind of an off night, or the last two games have been kind of off nights for us. So I've been preaching to the guys, we got to find ways to score when the shots aren't falling from the outside, and that's getting into the paint and, you know, getting to the free throw line and taking those high percentage shots on the inside and not settling for those outside shots. And there was times that, against Pleasant Ridge the other night, the first half especially, we settled too much on the outside and the shots weren't falling. Towards the second half, we started to figure it out a little bit and get inside and get to the free throw line a little bit better. I'd just like to see us do that a little more often and kind of find that healthy balance between the two instead of relying on the outside shots. Because if they're not hitting, it can be a long night from the offensive side.
Yeah, and you dove into the P. Ridge game on Tuesday. I was going to dive into that with you here up next. And 40-30 last time out. Again, that was a win on Tuesday. Three straight wins now for you guys since that loss to Perry Lecompton. But again, I was just going to say a key takeaway from that one. You know, defense, again, seems to be the key recently. But what else kind of stood out in that game?
I thought offensively we turned the ball over a lot more than we have in recent games. And a lot of them were unforced turnovers, just careless with the ball. And I think that's been – we didn't have two very good days of practice on – or we didn't have very good days of practice on Mondays leading up to the game. And I told the guys, especially down the stretch, you know, you practice like you play. You can't expect to turn it on, you know, on game days. It translates from practice. So we're hoping we get two good days of practice here and get ready for Pleasant Ridge on Friday.
9-5 here, currently sitting 7-3 in league play. It's been a pretty good run so far. And, yeah, you mentioned Moore Hillmount Academy, second go-around with the Ravens. Of course, they're hanging atop the league standings as well. It's a pretty important game, not just for league standings, but when you come down the home stretch, everyone's going to help you in terms of sub-state seeding. But, again, this was a very close game first time around back in early December. Ravens were able to win it 42-41. I guess I will ask, what's maybe the biggest difference with your team now compared to that first time?
I think we're a little more experienced at this point. You know, that was back the second game of the year. We hadn't repped a lot of our offense or against kind of the zone. Their 2-3 they played against. I think this time around we're a little more experienced in that nature because that's what threw us off a little bit last time. But regardless, I still think, like you said, Moore Hill's top of the league. They're playing really good basketball right now. The Beagle kids playing like a top player in the league, and Coach Rapplinger has that team playing well. So I think, you know, regardless what happened the first time, it's going to be a very similar game, a hard-fought battle come Friday night.
Should be a lot of fun. MHMA, they're going to Jefferson County North on Friday. Those ball games actually on Care 93.7. We'll have them for you right here on Friday night. Should be a lot of fun. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.